sunshine. Give me a do. Give me something simple and true. All I need is sunshine and a cool, refreshing mountain dew. So give me my good hands. Give me a do.
Grab some friends and an ice cold Mountain Dew today.
Mountain Dew.
You're welcome back. This is Newsfile. It's your most authoritative news analysis platform. And here on Newsfile, we put Ghana first. And my guest, you've been listening to Joe Jackson, Chief Executive Officer, Dalex Finance Ghana. Minister Fuseni is former MP Tamale Central and former Minister of Lands and Natural Resources. Senior Osi is convener, One Ghana Movement, and trustee of the Ghana Coalition Against Galamsey. Some of you are not happy that he interjects. He's getting too passionate. Meanwhile, he says he will remove his emotions. That's what your complaint is, but he doesn't remove the emotions. Kofi Bento is lawyer and senior vice president, Imani Africa. Andre Japamesa is lawyer, former MP, second D, and former minister of tourism and arts and culture. Senior was pointing to something about the medicals. And I wasn't too sure whether it's private entities that were doing it. But it does appear that it's actually being done by private, facilities, even though they are holding them at stadia, assembly halls, police stations, Ghana Fire Service compounds and police compounds. There are a group of medical, vendors that are responsible for it. What I have here, I suppose, is the accurate and authentic list. So there is this Peak Med. You have Lancet Laboratories. You also have Gratitude Children and General Medical Center. You have Interstar Eye Clinic and Laser Center, Lancet Laboratories. You have amongst them also St. John's Hospital doing a number of it. You have Medical Advocate Healthcare doing some of that. You have MedLab, leading Ghana Limited, MedLab, also doing some of it. So, Senyo, looks like that's what it is. And there's one message I need to read before we continue. It says, the idea that when our parents struggle to put us through school, we shouldn't return home and to the farm is part of the mindset that has ended us up with 500,000 people chasing 5,000 jobs, actually not 50,000 jobs. While we import tomatoes from Burkina Faso and vegetables from Togo, when we demean farming, the way Senyo, of all people, who is a farmer by himself, just imputed in his commentary, Ghana is in trouble with jobs that no government can solve.
Same with the artisans.
My disappointment is that it is Senyo himself, a farmer, who made this statement. He should be screaming his headache and troubles in getting functionally educated farmhands to employ when 500,000 are queuing for these jobs. What we should be doing is advocating and encouraging our youth to look away from these poorly paying jobs and exploring opportunities in agriculture and technical skills. Most bricklayers, masons, painters, tilers, installers, carpenters, and tradesmen milking every Ghanaian struggling to build a home are Togolese, that's correct, Beninois, yeah? And even Nigerian young men, while our youth are chasing non-existing government jobs. This is so true, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so true.
And they are
most bricklayers, masons, painters, tilers, pop installers, carpenters, and tradesmen milking every Ghanaian struggling to build a home are Togolese, from Benin, and even Nigerian young men. While our youth are chasing non-existent government jobs. Why? Because the politicians also tell them that that is the job we are going to give you. The farmhands are in Galamsey pits on motorbikes all over our towns, as Okada, as traffic lights, and in pavement, selling, as porters, etc. Because we continue to demean farming, and blue-collar jobs are fixated on government providing jobs for every young man. It's like something steak. I'll adopt it and do it again next week.
It can be. I'm waiting for it.
At the level of this, even the trend should be worrying for the caliber of those in your studio.
That's another matter altogether.
More are opting for the police and immigration in anticipation that they will extort bribes. We know this, don't we? And check when it is immigration, when it is customs, how people like to opt for these jobs. The process for application, the best so far in our security service recruitment, is an orientation for our youth on what you go through in most places in seeking a white-collar job in the 21st century. There seems to be more anti-government sentiments than analyzing the issue at hand in the custom of the news file. All right. I had to read all of this, but I won't tell you who shared it with me.
I don't care. You either were not listening properly.
You have to be careful.
You
have to be careful.
No.
I haven't told you who sent the message.
I don't care. It can be His Excellency the President.
I don't care. Don't try.
No, I don't care.
You make an imputation.
I said I don't care.
You need to listen to yourself back to be sure.
I'm very clear. Please, Samson, you have respect for me. You should have respect for me. So I don't care who the person is. You clearly don't understand.
Someone you respect very much.
I don't care, Cap Samson. Why?
So let him make his point. Senior, speak.
Quick.
If I respect you and you make a point, you should also respect me back. So if you're making assessments that are wrong, I actually don't even know the extent of your investment in agriculture as compared to mine. You can't claim to understand agriculture just more than me because of anything. This is such a simple. I'm referring to the poor farmer. No peasant farmer goes to spend money, invest in his child, to go out there, come back, and for them to still come and manage the same peasant farm. That's ridiculous. That's not progress. The fact that we all want to promote agriculture doesn't mean that is the kind of life that we're expecting of a peasant farmer who is sacrificing so much for transformation. If his son is coming back or his daughter is coming back, he's coming back with capacity for them to optimize, build, bring better meaning to their socioeconomic life. There's no demeaning in this reality.
When Kenneth Japon perhaps misspoke about agriculture, do you remember what you did to him?
I will maintain that any day. The future of our agriculture does not lie in us trying to re-perpetuate peasant farming for us to actually drive commercial farming and use that as a basis and a backbone for industrialization. But when we keep building and rebuilding just within the same hole, we make no progress. So that, I absolutely respectfully disagree with whoever sent you that. The persons about the skill set that we have relative to artisans, I absolutely agree. Anyway, I'll defer the rest of my time.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So whoever sent that, to please get better educated.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
How many of the children benefit from the scholarship every time?
Kofi?
Yeah.
Let me start with you.
That's a question.
Let me start with you on the presidential. It's not presidential jet, really.
It's not.
It's a private jet that is being turned to the president's jet.
Yeah. Okay.
And in any case,
what do you say about that?
Our failing agriculture because policy has been more
and the ban,
farming.
And the ban that is being issued on the CEOs of government institutions and also boards. Okay. Sometimes they carry themselves, all of them. They are going to a conference.
And that is a loot of the state. It never makes sense. So I agree with the president on that. Too many times, especially when state-owned organizations and their leaders fail, they ask for more money for training. You get into the job based on your previous qualification and capability. If you fail, you should be sacked, not go for more training. But when the president says that and then proceeds to do what he does, he loses his moral ground. And that is why they will not mind him. And for some of them, he will not be able to do anything. But let's deal with a specific issue.
They cannot not mind him.
Oh,
because you are supposed to now submit your travel and justify why it should
be. They say that all the time. Mm. And nobody does anything. Uh-huh. And he can't do anything to them for all kinds of reasons. Please, yeah. So, and I'm saying he undermines his own, you know, position when he does some of these things. And look, we have systems in our ministries, departments, and agencies where people are getting auxiliary salaries from all kinds of other places, including World Bank and other places. So that's it. But the substantive issue of the president traveling on his brother's jet, see, it is not just for the sake of comfort that nations provide their leaders with things like private jets. It has something to do with the dignity of the state. Okay? It has something it does to the mindset of a people. That the leader, not because of himself, but because he carries the state, should travel in a certain way. It has a way it affects morale, etc. But in a third world poor country, we should be minded, okay, not to treat our leaders as or like Arabian kings, okay? But Ghana, with an economy of our size,
100 billion.
With the kind of, you know, the kind of country that we are, we are remiss not to have a good, proper, serviceable private jet for all our presidents and maintain same. In fact, not even if we don't, if we have two, it's not a problem. So that is an issue. And you know why? Because the two parties have been playing politics with it. They have been kicking this ball and they don't do what they have to do. They play all kinds of games and then they come and they do worse than what their predecessors did. Now, if therefore we don't have a private jet, personally, if I am traveling, and I meet my president together with me in the plane, whether in business class or first class, it will do something negative to me. I want my president, Mahama, to travel like the head of state of Ghana, land in his private jet. So I am prepared to admit that even though we are poor...
In his private jet?
Please, you know what I mean. Not his personal private jet.
State.
I am prepared, state-owned private jet. I am prepared to say, even though we are a third world poor country, we should not make our... you know, leaders, Arabian kings, where he doesn't have a state private jet, it is reasonable to charter a jet for him. And chartering a jet does not mean chartering one with showers and baths. Well, Warren Buffett has net jets. He refused to buy his own private jet. He had a system where you can rent a private jet. You use it, you send it back. There are all kinds of arrangements that we can do. So we can't say in the name of saving money, okay, that our president should travel commercial.
Exactly the point. They say it was too expensive.
I'm coming. I'm just telling you that it does not have to be expensive. It does not have to be expensive. People, all kinds of people travel on private jets. So that whole thing is for us to have a certain concern. That's why I'm developing this and that. It's not just about the president's comfort or Buffy in the sky or whatever. It has to do with, look, your president arrives and he's in some BA, you know, whatever it is. So if the president has to use another person's jet or rent a jet, and his brother has a jet, I think it will be cheaper. Okay? So to that extent, I can find justification only to the extent that, oh, this the use of this jet saves us money. That is the only excuse that I can find, and it's a very bad excuse. We should not, as a state, in the name of being cheap, go and use the president's brother's private jet. Why? For so many reasons. First reason is security. Let me tell you this for a fact. We are talking and we are complaining about this. So maybe he will stop, but maybe he won't stop. And it is not the state that maintains the private jets. It is not the state that provides the pilot. It may not be the state that provides the air hostesses in that. If he travels on his brother's private jet today, we don't talk and he doesn't stop. It means he will travel on it another time. Somebody who wants to deal with our president or our state, because some of these private jets, they go outside for maintenance, will plant a listening and camera device in it and let it stay there until the next time the president is traveling. And he may have to sleep on the jet, whatever it is that happens there, you don't know, but then you have compromise. You will put the whole security of the state in jeopardy simply because somebody chose to save money and use his brother's jet. So it is wrong, very wrong, on so many levels on that. And see, when we talk about like the president running the country, you talked about moral authority. Here is his brother, who today is seeking so many different government jobs, contracts, whatever it is, has been involved here and there, and even in a few controversies. When we talk about conflict of interest, it's not about actual conflict of interest. There is actual, but the more important one is perceived conflict of interest. Who do you think you will be to sit in some ministry, department, or agency and refuse the brother of the president? Only that is a problem.
Perceived.
Whose jet is the one the president has been using? All right? So look, that conflict of interest, when you bring it in this context, the president has erased everything. And when you do that, even if his brother Ibrahim wins something fair and square, there will always be a question. Look, I can go on and on and on, but the point I'm making is that this is wrong. The justification of saving money is wrong. The security issues are serious. The conflict of interest is glaring, loud, shouting, and is terrible. And it makes the president lose his moral authority to check his people when they are taking jets of their friends to do government business.
Joe Jackson, I've had the opportunity to teach conflict of interest to university, managers. And I delivered one of those lectures recently at the University of Ghana for university managers across. And some people were surprised at me. I opened my lecture and closed it on.
Give me a mountain with lots to do. Give me the sunshine, give me a dew. Give me something simple and true. All I need is sunshine and a cool, refreshing mountain dew. So give me my good friends, give me a dew.
Grab some friends and an ice-cold Mountain Dew today.
Mountain Dew!
Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 22. It says, avoid all appearances of evil. All appearances of evil. So I tell people, once it appears that way, don't justify it, stop. But in this case, the president is saving us millions of dollars by doing that. Why don't we use it?
I'm out. First of all, if our president needs a private jet, it is the duty of the state to provide one. That's number one. If he thinks using his brother's jet saves us money, we could have a discussion. But what's the value? How transparent is it? Who pays for everything from fuel to pilots to the landing fees for everywhere the plane lands.
Takeoff fees.
Parking fees.
Even airspace.
You know, owning a private jet.
Kwachi Ofosu says all the president takes care of is the fuel and perhaps the landing fees. But as for the staff, they are already employees of Ibrahim Mahama. So they are paid. Problems.
Then
that's a gift.
See, here's the point. So there's a value to the service that he's given to his brother. Let's be transparent about that value. Then let's see whether that value scales the same hurdles that the president has put for all his appointees, including himself. He was very clear about gift giving, gift taking, and everything.
He has suffered for taking a gift before, so.
So for me, there are a number of challenges with this issue. First one, if the president needs a private jet, let's do it. And Kofi here said it clearly. There are security.
There's a replacement jet that's been, ordered.
Good.
Together with one for the army or so. Now, you see the politicians, when they want to buy these things, they can't say we are buying for the president. They will normally say we are buying for the army or something. Because they politicize all the time.
The mandate,
and the one we have is also said not to be airworthy.
Yeah, it's all good. Not being airworthy is not a recent issue. It's been an issue for some time. But put all that aside.
That time, what did President Mahama say? Or what did he, you know, agree and endorse his minister now, Sam Okudzeto, who was doing to say.
It's this partisan politics that has come back to hang all of us. But the issue is very simple. If I'm CEO of Delex, it doesn't mean my brother cannot provide certain services.
Agreed.
But that decision cannot be taken by me, and it is should be thoroughly transparent. So that, you see, it's the appearance will be avoided. It's not, let's be clear. The president's brother can undertake certain services. Mm. Otherwise, it won't be fair. But the appearance of conflict of interest is avoided by being transparent, by declaring this is the value, this is how much it costs to run the jet, this is the services provided, right? Because a jet is not, I don't own a jet because I can't afford one. I may be able to afford a car. If I give you my car, I can tell you rental could be $100 a day. So, or 1,000 CDs a day. So if I give you my car for 3 days, that's the value of the gift I've given to
Senor.
Let's have all that transparent, clear. Let's make sure he scales hurdles. He himself, he's put certain bars in place. Let's make sure he scales all those bars. And then avoid this. This discussion really is a red herring. For me, let's make sure our president travels in security and in safety. Nobody wants any sort of situation where we've suffered enough trauma from helicopters. We don't need any more trauma.
So why are we buying?
What will you say briefly about the ban on the leaders of state-owned enterprises, their boards, and public institutions undertaking international travel for training, retreats, conferences. And now we're being told that that's too expensive. They can do it locally. If they are going to maybe Paris for some university to do it, they can do it here, or they can opt for a virtual, you know, process. Otherwise, anytime you have any such, bring it for vetting to be done. Like Kofi said, when I saw the, you know, letter, I said, Matia Bre.
Listen, I think that government appointees were misusing and abusing this thing. This is not the first time we've heard of a ban of some sort. The previous regime had some ban of some sort. We don't know when it was removed. All we know is that at some point it ceased to be effective.
Mm-hmm.
There is, if we show teeth in this one, then we will believe that it works.
Mm.
There has always been the suspicion that appointees are abusing the, in quotes, per diem issue, right? In fact, we've heard stories of people who attend three conferences simultaneously.
in some countries, they attend virtual conferences in the country.
I will be the first to tell you that very few private organizations would sustain the level of travel that we do outside for training. And you see, there are some really decent training organizations in this country where we could achieve a lot without necessarily moving outside.
Thank you. Ejapa Mesa, so you may know this already. Briefly about this, then we go to the private jet, because we are told that, according to the presidency, in several instances, such travels have resulted in significant expenditure on airfares, accommodation, per diem, and associated logistics, placing avoidable pressure on the public purse at a time when government is implementing firm measures to ensure fiscal discipline, efficient public financial management, and the responsible utilization of national resources. I've known a situation where a state-owned organization, they don't have money. It is the EU that is giving them money to do projects. Government is only paying salaries, doesn't give them money for anything. And yet, when the CEOs, they get an invitation to a conference outside. They get an economy ticket. They find the money from the organization to upgrade the ticket.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess there's just an embellishment, okay, that the letter seeks to, you know, put out there that for me is worrying. Otherwise,
we have to be very brief. Our time is almost up, unfortunately.
Wow. Any policy that seeks to, you know, save costs for the state should be welcome. Except that is not new. I know that when we're in government, there was clear directive on travels that you needed a chief of staff's approval before you could go.
It's still in force. Even
President Mahama himself, I've seen last year, same secretary wrote a letter for the ministries, departments and agencies. So I guess that, you know, maybe they realized that they were not complying with the directive, or that some people or category of public service workers felt that it wasn't applicable to them.
Mm.
And so they needed to come out with this one to make it, you know.
Much so it's good. Presidential travels.
It's a big problem. Mm.
We are
and it's really the politics. And it hurts me. Because personally, I believe strongly that having a jet for the president is the right thing to do.
Necessity.
For various reasons. Samson, can you imagine the president doing a six-hour transit? For example, sitting at the airport.
Dubai or London.
Waiting when, you know, that time that belongs to the people can be used for much more productive ventures. Yeah, I know people can argue that, look, even in transit, you may be in a position to have the facilities to work. Yeah. But the environment itself, you know, for me, is not conducive. So necessarily, if we have a jet for our president, it's in the right direction.
Okay.
I support a decision for the acquisition of one.
While what we have is grounded, guess, and there are plans to bring another one, what should he do?
I guess it's really a question of the jet belonging to the president's brother who does business with the state. That's what is irking people. And so the questions coming up as to whether that in itself amounts to some conflict of interest.
Right.
Okay, people have advised the president to stop. I hope he will listen and do the needful. Otherwise, then, like Kofi and
one of the best ways to deal with conflict of interest is to declare it up front. And Joe Jackson is talking about it.
But of course, I mean, we know
that transparency.
At least we are told. But it was interesting for me because even if I get a new car, it's very difficult for me to let even my driver drive it for at least 6 months or 1 year.
To enjoy it.
Even my wife's car doesn't go close to a new car. And so for the president's brother to give his brand new jet that he procured only last week, and the first significant travel that the plane embarks on is for the president's travel to Korea, and the love must be deep.
Of course.
Yes, same.
Or that the benefits, or the benefits thereof. But then again, I mean, legitimate questions about how that in itself is consistent with a code of conduct that says don't take gifts.
Yeah.
Okay, and so I think it's something that we have to do.
All right. Inez of Saini, what do you see?
On what?
On the jet. Could he be traveling on the jet?
There's nothing, absolutely nothing wrong with it.
Absolutely nothing wrong.
I'm happy you said you teach conflict of interest to... The conflict of interest definition has two legs. One, putting yourself in such a situation that will affect decisions that you will make concerning the second, the other party. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Which other party has conferred some benefit on you.
Right.
You perceive that conferment of that benefit on you will influence your decision. So it has got two parts. Okay? So what benefit is John Dramani Mahama conferring on Ibrahim Mahama? Is it because he's president?
It's the other way around.
No. Ibrahim Mahama has conferred a benefit on the president.
Yes.
And in fact, that benefit is not even on the president.
It's on the state.
Benefit is on the state. It's not on the president. But so what benefit is John Dramani Mahama conferring on him?
It's that will bring perspective. Him... You haven't heard that?
So
that gives that the public officers, his appointees are not supposed to get.
AUE, I mean, that's business of Ghana. When the president wanted to attend a conference there, they made a jet available at his disposal. I didn't hear this talk about conflict of interest.
Or is it because they are not seeking government business.
Are you sure?
All right. Please don't. I've got just a minute for him. I'm closing.
Buying a presidential jet, I hear you say they couple it with military. The presidential jet is part of the fleet of the Air Force. Mm. So it's part of the fleet of the Air Force. Now, then the third thing is that, you see, there is always, and before I even go there, a former minister of state under Kufuor has said that the fact that he's in business doesn't mean that his family members should not eat.
Agreed.
Yeah. So you just have to, like Jackson says,
okay.
Have to do it in accordance with law.
Okay.
Samson,
all right.
The last one.
My producers are speaking to me. We need to end now. Yeah.
I'm bringing it to the regulation. It's just public officers have to be regulated in the way they use public resources.
Okay.
But particularly for travel.
All right. Thank you, Senor. Hold on. Senor, let's hear you. Let's hear you.
Well, Samson, I commend Ibrahim on his acquisition of a private jet. I work in at different levels in my career. I see the value of it for his kind of life. If his business has been able to create opportunity, I think that we should be proud that a son of our soil has been able to achieve something like that. But it is absolutely concerning as well if that asset is coming to the state for free without this much clarity, because he's also somebody who benefits from the state.
Okay.
He's benefited from concessions or some facilitated by the state. And he's been, for the mining, for example, I say, if Ibrahim can't own a mine, who in Ghana should? Because he's the largest contract miner, you know? So we respect
all in Ghana that. And beyond.
So it's we respect his achievements, but the government can also not be lost on the fact that just like justice is said, that justice should not just be done, but should be what?
Manifestly seen to be done.
So good governance too must be manifestly seen to be done.
Yeah.
I honestly believe that His Excellency the President in his quiet can appreciate the complexity of what has happened. And I think that he should improve the optics of the governance.
Thank you.
Give me a mountain with lots to do. Give me the sunshine. Give me a dew. Something simple and true. All I need is sunshine and a cool, refreshing Mountain Dew. So give me my good friends, give me a dew.
Grab some friends and an ice cold Mountain Dew today.
Mountain Dew.